Blog everyone, and welcome Radio. To Blog Talk Radio with your host, Pastor Cheryl Thaxton. Thank you so much for joining me today for Faith of Life, the process of there where we walk by faith and not by sight to the call, the destiny, the purpose of God that He has for us. In this 15-minute empowerment, you're going to be encouraged in your walk of faith, in your destiny, even in the process that we, the believer, go through to become more and more like Jesus Christ, to be on that potter's wheel and allow Him to align us with His total, complete destiny for us. As He shaves away, cuts away everything that hinders, delays us, or even wars against the perfect will of God within our own selves. God uses everyday opportunities to refine us, to reform us, to show us who we are in Him, and to prove the word of life that is inside of us, the Spirit of God. And as we allow God to manifest His will in us, we grow more and more in the grace and the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We become more and more like Him. We begin to be the light more. We begin to be more of that salt that is needed for the world. We become that which is necessary for them to be drawn to Jesus Christ. And we encourage someone in their walk of faith. We encourage them in their stand. We even draw people to know Jesus Christ and to be curious about the God that we serve. God always chooses unlikely people for His purpose. His promises are yes and amen to us. And when He decides that He's going to choose an individual, a family, a tribe, or a nation to be His, nothing or no one can stop the word of God. Every word that He's spoken unto us, it is true, and we will see the manifestation of it in our lives. This is the time and the season that God wants to demonstrate and manifest His power to the believer and to the world like never before. And if we say that we love and trust God, then why not? Why not do it? If you were looking for someone to use God, why not me? If you're looking for someone to bless God, why not me? If you're looking for someone to encourage someone, God, why not me? I'm the candidate. I'm the person. I'm not running away or shying away from the purpose of God. I'm running towards destiny, saying, God, if you've ordained it for my life, if you've spoken it for my life, it's going to manifest only what you said. And no matter what I have to go through in my process, I'm going to come out as pure gold. I'm going to come out looking like you. Somebody's life is going to be touched by the power and the authority of you in me. You're going to use me. You're going to work around me, in me, and through me for your glory. So if you're going to use anybody, God, I'm here. I'm ready. That's what our attitude should be, even when we go through the process. I thought we were finished with our destiny notes, but the Lord has brought me back there again. It says to dig back into destiny just a little bit further. So we're going to dig into destiny a little bit further. Coming out of Romans 8, verses 28 through 30, and when we read this, we understand that the purpose of this is to help you and help me to understand that God uses everything in our life for the good. And we know all things work together for the good. We understand that it's going to all work together. Sometimes we don't understand that. We think that why would God allow this to happen in our life or this to occur in our life or why would we experience this or why would we go through this? Everything in our life is going to work for good. That's an overcoming testimony. Nothing will be wasted. Somebody somewhere is going to benefit from what you've gone through, either through your overcoming testimony, either through the life that you live, either through the faith that you have. Someone is going to benefit by what you've endured because it's going to shape you, it's going to make you, and it's going to bring glory to God. So nothing in your life will be wasted. And we need to understand that when we read Romans 8, 28 through 30, we need to understand that God will use the bad, He'll use the good, He'll use bitter experiences to point us to our destiny and to fulfill His plan for our life and the works of His hand in our life. God will always use the places of our life to basically clip us or put us in a place where we will see His power, His hand, His will, and He will use this for purpose. Everything is going to be mixed like a cake. Every ingredient that goes inside of a cake is necessary. Every ingredient to make that cake be what it needs to be is necessary. And even though you don't taste all the ingredients when the cake is done, you know that every one of those ingredients was necessary to make that cake what it needs to be. So it is with your faith. Everything that you endure is going to be mixed together. God's going to mix it together. And the fragrance, the savor of Him is going to be in such a way that people won't understand all that went into it. but they'll know that it was necessary for you to be who you are, to do what you're doing, to walk in the anointing that you're walking in, to carry the endowment of his glory, and to be who you are in him. God will allow you to endure certain things. It has to get permission to go through God first before it can ever come in your life. But God will use it to make you, to shape you, and to build an overcoming testimony that will one day encourage someone else, help someone else, and be a great witness, and also will bruise the enemy's head. Because what he meant for your harm and your destruction, what he meant to take you out, what he meant to destroy you, what he meant to break you, God turned that thing around, and he used it as a destiny key to push you further into your destiny, to push you further into what he's called you to. So everything that we endure, it's going to work for your good. We don't always understand how, but there are certain things that God will allow us to go through to trust him more, to see the demonstration of his power, to believe him even more, to see his word in action, to trust and rest in his spirit and let peace be on you, that you're not walking around as the world walks around without hope, without an answer. You have an answer in God and his word. So God uses everyday life and everyday situations and things that we encounter to get us ready, to prepare us for where he's taking us, and to be a blessing to someone else's life, to be an encouragement, because you don't know who you're going to come in contact with, who's facing something in their life that you've gone through. And even though you don't look like what you've gone through, they will not be able to tell from the outward part that you've ever faced or gone through anything, because you've gone to a place where you rest in God, you trust God, and God has dressed you in glory, that the things that used to buffet you no longer buffet you. So when you begin to tell them your overcoming testimony and tell them the things that God has done for you, it's going to be something that they're going to be amazed by, but it's going to point them in the direction of God, because they're going to see that God himself moved in your life in a way that only he could, and you don't look like what you've been through. Your overcoming testimony has dressed you in a way that brings glory to God, that you're not carrying the battle scars or looking like you're being defeated, but you're looking triumphant and victorious. You have a winner's attitude. You have an overcoming faith. And because you have that, because of the things that you went through, you didn't allow those things to make you bitter. You didn't make allow those things to make you complain or against God's will or purpose, but you trusted that in all things, God was going to bring you out. He was going to make it work for your good. You were going to give him glory, and he was going to cause you to have triumphant victory. When you understand that every part of your destiny, of your life, has been orchestrated by God, and nothing can come in your life or happen in your life that God doesn't know about, that God has not permitted, and that God doesn't want to see something of glory, of fruit, of an overcoming testimony come out of it, then you trust that even in all of the things that you go through, you're still more than a conqueror, that God is going to get glory. That's when you trust the destiny that God has for you. It's going to work for your good. It's going to work in your favor. You're going to see the conquering spirit of Jesus Christ in your life, making and causing you to triumph, to overcome in this life and also in the life to come. You are going to overcome every obstacle because you trust God and the destiny and the call and the purpose that he has for your life. When you allow God to chip you away and to shape you and to make you in the process, you are winning, because of what used to hold you and what used to keep you and used to tangle you up, what used to get you angry and get you upset and mess up your day, no longer has power over you, because your trust has gone to another level that says, I'm coming out of this. I don't know how God is going to do it, but I'm going to trust this, and I've got to trust his hand, and I've got to trust his will. I'm not going to let the enemy steal from me like he used to and get me in a place where I can't see God or can't hear God, because the enemy can use the emotions or the outside tactics to try to draw you out of your place of peace, your place of contentment, your place of worship, your place of praise, to a place of frustration and anger and bitterness. He can use these things. But when you stay in a place of peace and say, God, you've allowed this to come in my life today. You've allowed this thing to come in my path today. But I know it's going to work for my good. I understand that somehow you're going to make this thing turn out in my favor, that whatever weapon is formed against me, even though it's formed, it cannot win. It cannot prosper. It cannot overcome me. The enemy will not get rich at my expense. The enemy will not triumph over me. The enemy will not prosper at my expense, making it look like the God that I serve and the word that I have in me and the destiny that I have already ordained for my life, it's not going to come to pass. The devil is a liar. We will be all that God says. We will see the goodness of the Lord. We will see the triumph and victory of God in our lives, and we will live knowing that it's going to be good. It's going to work out for good. It's going to be all that God says, and we're going to overcome evil with good. In other words, whatever the enemy's trying to do, God's goodness, his goodness is going to overcome that because we trust God. We believe his report. God chips us away like we're on the potter's wheel. He takes us and he allows us to go through certain things. And whenever we go through whatever shows up under that pressure that is not like him, he chips it away as we allow him to. He chips at those that attitude, that gratitude, that behavior, that conduct, that tongue, that anger, that posture of unforgiveness or bitterness or resentment, that posture of disobedience. As you're on the wheel and you're allowing God to make you, whatever shows up under that pressure, because life and situations will build pressure in you, and you find out where you are and who you are and where you really are positioned in God with trust and obedience under pressure. When things in your life are not going well, you see where your trust level is. You see where your faith level is. You see where your obedience level is. You see where your praise is. You see where your worship really is and the level that it's at. So that you understand, maybe I thought I was further along here, but I really am not. Maybe I am further along here, but not over here in this area. You see exactly where you are, and God allows you to go through this so you can see where you are, but also so he can refine you, so he can reprove you, so he can chip away those things that are not pleasing, so that he can get those things smoothed out in your life. And we're forever going to be in the process of going through that on the potter's wheel until the day that Jesus cracks the sky or we see him. So this is an ongoing process. As you grow in the grace and the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, as you go line upon line, precept upon precept, glory to glory, height to height, depth to depth. These are dimensions in God. In other words, you're going to another level. As you go to that next level, that next place in God, because you graduate spiritually, and only God can graduate you. Only God knows you passed the test. Only God knows that you've been approved to go to the next place. And when you do, you're going to be tried all over again in every fruit of the Spirit in another level. That love, that patience is going to be tried. That gentleness is going to be tried. That temperance is going to be tried. Everything in you is going to be tried on another level. That means it's going to be a greater pressure. But the good thing about that is you went to the next level. You can go back and say, God, if you brought me to the level before, then you're going to bring me to this level. This is only the trying of my faith. It's building and working patience in me. It's building and working out something in me that needs to be performed and for your glory. So, God, even in this is part of my destiny. This is part of me becoming more like you. This is part of my walk of faith. And because it is tied to you, God, I'm going to delight in it. Help me to delight. Help me to joy. Help me to rejoice. Even when I'm tried, even when I go through, help my praise continue to be consistent. My thanksgiving continue to be consistent, because that is a trying of faith that is led to and leading to destiny. That is something that is being worked out in me that is going to help me when I get to that place that you perfected in me for me to do your will, even in a greater way. Your destiny is all of it is linked to God, and nothing will be wasted. Nothing will be wasted. Whatever you endure is going to be used for the glory of God. He's going to use it as an overcoming testimony, and you've got to understand that. When you start looking at it through a perspective of faith and the eyes that see beyond the situation but into the place of bearing fruit and giving glory to God, then how you go through it changes. Your posture changes. Your obedience changes because you know God has got you and you're coming out as a winner. I'm Pastor Cheryl Thaxton. Thank you so much for joining me today for Favor Life. So sorry that our time is up, but we'll be back again tomorrow with this 15-minute empowerment that is going to push you further into your destiny and your call, and it's going to let you understand that even in the process of faith, that their process where God is making you and sending you out and you continue to walk by faith, you know that he does not make a mistake, and he will work everything in your life out for good, and you're going to see the blessings of the Lord because you obediently sought his will and not yours. Have a blessed day. We'll see you again tomorrow.